The short story, The Winter Oak by Yuri Nagibin, is by far and away one of my favourites and has been for the last few years. It is beautifully crafted and has some very effective pieces of description. But what really makes it a powerful story is the central theme, and it follows the classroom of Anna Vasilievna, a young teacher who, though relatively inexperienced, feels in herself fairly complacent about her teaching, and shows how one day, through an encounter with one of her young pupils, whom she feels initially is wasting his time, is not really understanding what her teaching and what life's about. She has that turned totally on its head as she escorts him home through the woods and begins to see the kind of education that he has been exposed to. And it profoundly affects the way she views the world, the way she views education, the way she views her own teaching. So it's a very powerful, entertaining story to read in its own right. And there's lots to discuss about it. The two links I've put below lead you into the story itself, so you have the opportunity to read the story in its entirety. And then it also links to a presentation given by a former student called Lois, who's now at university. And she took the challenge of a role play situation where she had to imagine she was the retiring head teacher, Anna Vasilievna. In other words, having taught for another 30, 35 years, she's making a retiring speech. And as part of that, she harks back to the day when her outlook on her own teaching, her own classroom, was radically altered by this encounter with a young boy, Savushkin. Now, you will find that provoking and interesting in the way that she performs that. It's an excellent example of how to present a dramatic monologue, a piece of role play for GCSE. But it also gives the opportunity to think about, could I devise my own dramatic monologue linked to another story, and therefore do a kind of text transformation either in writing or in oral work. So there's some activities that are suggested on the links there. So enjoy the story and see if the monologue that you see inspires you to think or to write. And I hope, because there is such a fruitful way of exploring the story, other things might occur. Here's just a thought, for example. The use of symbolism is very interesting in the story. Anna Vasilievna, the last line ends up with her walking back along the path. There is this presentation of her teaching as being dry and as being sterile and as being formal, whereas the learning that Savushkin experiences in the woods is dynamic and it's vibrant and it's relevant. And there is the setting, the juxtaposing together of two pictures. There is the road and the path. The road is the straightest way from A to B, and it's the way that Savushkin should have come to school. But instead, he takes the path and he makes himself late for school, and he's chastised for that. But Anna Vasilievna realises that the path that meanders along the side of the river, that takes time, that leads Savushkin along parts and through parts of nature that are inspirational. This actually becomes a symbol for a different kind of education. Interestingly, when Anna Vasilievna, in her rather sterile classroom, begins her lesson, it says that a sound of a lorry could be heard, you know, making its way heavily up the road. And there is this association with her kind of teaching as ponderous, as a kind of drudge, whereas the pathway leads more mysteriously to discoveries, and it's a more exciting and potentially more fruitful way to go. So have a look at the way the path and the road are used. And of course, the story is called The Winter Oak. The Winter Oak becomes the source of knowledge and understanding for Savushkin. It kind of nurtures, as it nurtures the hibernating animals, it nurtures him in his understanding of life, and becomes to him far more than school could ever be. Read the story, enjoy it, and see what you are able to get out of it.